This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From Rocky 1?
Whatever one it was in. Yeah, I hear that. Which montage was that a part of? Maybe it was Rocky 1? Was it not?
I think you're getting it mixed up here.
No way.
There's no way Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive was in Rocky.
At all? Can you confirm that, Hoff?
I feel you think like about that, No Easy Way Out?
His second attempt to win the title. So what is that, part two?
Yeah, okay, Rocky 2 then. Yeah, 100% that was in Rocky.
What scene?
When he was training in Rocky 2, I guess.
I'm calling no.
I hear that and I think Rocky. I got to trust my gut instincts and say that that was a part of a Rocky movie.
Really?
Yeah, we got to confirm that.
We need confirmation.
Hey,
let's get this one right, buddy. Let's settle the score properly.
Meanwhile, I was getting texts yesterday about the odds for the series. They were off.
No, they weren't.
Yeah. I thought he said, was it you who said that? Or he said Knicks were like plus 200.
Well, he told me, I think I asked him. I think he told me the number.
And you said it was what, plus 200 to win the series?
I thought it was plus 190, whatever it was.
Plus 400.
Oh,
because
my God.
Because see how this stuff spreads like wildfire?
Yeah.
I took that information on our radio show and was using it on a podcast that I did with Jimmy Tran on that side. I'm like, yeah, the Knicks are like only plus 200. He's like, what? That can't be right. I was like, yeah, I know. It's a problem. He looks it up. He goes, it's plus 400.
Oh, man. Maybe they got a lot of late money.
So can we confirm, please?
I don't hear you like that, liar. A lot of late money coming in. They got to leave the door open. Maybe the Sharps know something.
I hear that song, and I immediately think Rocky.
That's
I'm not making that up.
You might be.
I don't think I'm
going to fly now.
There's no way. That song
You're
is
telling
in
me
Rocky.
That song was never in Rocky, I Will Survive?
It's not the first one. I know that.
No, no. But what about
It came out in 79. The Rocky came out in 76.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's not really.
I Will Survive. Gloria Gaynor, dude. I just think disco. I think like Studio 54.
I Will Survive.
Not that I was there,
Rocky
but
movie. Let's see.
There's no way. There's no way.
I'm telling you, dude. I think it's in there.
I don't think it is.
Not Eye of the Tiger, Survivor. I'm looking at this one. Anyway, we got to get confirmation on that.
I think we've got it.
No,
I don't think it's in there, buddy. Maybe you're just messing it up.
No, I feel like Rocky's running through the streets and
get
the father's
the hell
blessing
out of
him.
Here.
Yeah.
To that?
Yeah.
No way. He's running when all the kids are following him? Maybe. It's going to fly now. When he's jogging through and he gets, like, somebody throws him an apple?
Yeah, maybe I just got it mixed up. Does it sound
so?
I don't know.
Oof.
Yeah.
That's like me getting something wrong with Don Mattingly. Like, I'm really disappointed in you. That's Yeah. We're talking about Rocky here, dude.
I don't know why I hear that. Maybe it just sounds similar to the Rocky theme. I don't know.
I don't know.
What year did that song come out? You said
79.
Yeah, I mean, I was born, so.
1979, right, Huff?
I don't remember. 79. I don't know how you guys remember the video. All right, anyway, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888.
MTV wasn't even around in 79.
I gotta go. I don't trust you. I don't trust anybody anymore. I don't trust myself.
You trust Brunson tonight?
I do trust That's Brunson all that tonight.
I have good news for you, Sal.
Yeah.
Somebody took the song I Will Survive and did a video montage of Rocky moments to the soundtrack, even though it was in the movie.
No, I'm thinking in the movie. That does not count.
Stop bailing him out
help.
Here.
I appreciate the help, though.
No, just because you came at him really hard yesterday, don't overcompensate. Please, stop.
No, I got to find that out for myself. All right, Ryan is calling from Edison. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, boys. Two quick things. First of all, I work in HVAC sales, so I'm on the road 24/7. I listen to you guys daily.
We appreciate
Absolutely
that.
Absolutely love the show.
Thank you very much.
Number one. I'm a big guy. I weigh 270 pounds. I'm not athletic. Watching the lack of effort on defense in Game 4, as an avid fan, and you guys, I hope, can agree, absolutely embarrassed.
Yep.
They look disinterested in defending. You see Brunson come up the court. They have a hand on his body 24/7. You can see the pressure. You can see the absolute tactics. And on defense for the Knicks, it looked like they were a JV team. So I don't know if that's effort. I don't know if it's coaching. I don't know what changed from games 1, 2, and 3, but it looked like they could. At one point, they outscored them like 28 fast break points to 2. Utterly embarrassing.
Yeah.
Second thing, and then I'll let you guys talk, is I'm not sure if it was BT or Sal that said it, but as a father of a 12-year-old, I was listening to you guys go through your list, and which one of you guys brought up about the anxiety?
I said it first, and then Sal had it number one, so we both feel it.
I had constant worry. Okay. BT said anxiety, yeah.
And one of you said about how when you were younger, you didn't have a care in the world,
None.
And I go through that. I am on medication, so I know you guys said you're not at that point, but I have a lot of issues, you know, dealing with those, your mind constantly racing, you're worrying about your kids, you're worrying about how you're paying for college, all that stuff. And sometimes in this world, you feel very alone. Mm. So to hear you guys on the radio talk about that, I haven't called it in 6 months. To hear you guys bring that up, it means something to me to know that other people are going through similar things that I feel. So
That's
I wanted
awesome.
To reach out to you guys and let you know it meant a lot today.
Yeah. Thanks for the call there, man. And thanks for calling us back. It's been a while. Just because we have like unique jobs, I mean, human beings.
Well, if that was your number two and it was my number one, obviously we're not alone in that. I
of
guarantee
course.
You that that's a high, if not the highest thing in the parent, whatever.
Gio's talked about that in the past. Greg's talked about that in the morning. Some things he's dealt with. Not, you know, I think it's normal. Now, I think the key is, and you know, I'm not saying that's always easy, it's definitely not, is to just have good balance. And you know, as much as how many times have you heard me say on the show, I tell my kids, control what you can control.
Yeah.
But it's a little hard for daddy to heed that advice when, right. you know, yeah, control, great. I can't control fate, you know, so why worry about it? But you worry about it because you love them.
And it is your singular job, if anything else, as a parent, is to protect your children.
That's right.
And you worry about, how the hell am I going to do this?
Because
you really, you know, you hate to think about it, but you really can't. You can only do so much. To your point, you can't control certain things. But yeah, that is an obvious fear. And we understand, Ryan. Thank you for your call. Ken is calling from Old Bridge. What's up, Ken?
Valley boy, you got your R movies mixed up. I Will Survive is from The Replacements, not Rocky.
No, I was not thinking that. I've seen The Replacements. I like that movie.
I like it. It's Keanu Reeves, right? It's
a
good movie.
I am curious where that came from, though, Ken. I don't know why I thought Rocky. Maybe there was a similar song in there that I got it confused with. But if I'm hearing that and thinking one thing, clearly it's wrong.
Yeah.
But I don't know where the hell it came.
Well,
it came from somewhere.
I think maybe where it came from, Ken, and thanks for the call, Ken. Sal, is that you know who sings Eye of the Tiger? It's Survivor. And maybe you just playing on words, and Survivor's been banging around your head for 40 years because they sing Eye of the Tiger. And you just heard I Will Survive, and you made a click, although incorrect, you know, connection.
Maybe. No, but I feel like
this is the Best of Us, buddy.
I feel like this goes back years. In my mind, I hear that song, and I think Rocky.
That's amazing to me, for somebody who loves Rocky the way you do.
Judy's calling from Stratford. What's up, Judy? Judy, you have a solution for us here?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Judy, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, thank God. I mean, Judy, go ahead. What do you got for us?
I looked it up, and I Will Survive is in the second movie where Adrian and Rocky are talking calmly.
Or talking what?
Calmly in one of the scenes.
Which scene, though?
I tell her that on Google.
No, I understand that. What I'm asking, Judy, is what scene, like, you know.
I didn't see that, but I did see where I just looked at it, and they said it was a scene where they're talking calmly.
Yeah, I don't know if that fits, Judy.
Because you're thinking montage. You were thinking more like a real important part of the movie.
Yes, in my mind, for whatever reason, I've got obviously wires across here.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially. I should put an asterisk next to it. I don't know if I'm trusting everybody here.
There's no Roger Maris here.
Well, I did Google it, and it's not coming up. That's what makes me think that I got to do so. I just want to know where the hell I got that thought from. Would I dream this? You know, sometimes you dream something, you think it's a reality.
Yeah.
Like, forever, I thought that Warren Moon was a former Falcon, like, just when I was a younger kid. I don't know how. I must have dreamt it by playing Super Tecmo Bowl. It was a weird one. I was like, oh, Warren Moon used to be a Falcon. I was like, what? So I like dreamt something into reality as a young kid. I don't know where this came from, but in my mind, I hear that song to Rocky like running through the streets.
I can't help you with this one, dude.
Yeah,
I mean, I can't know where to go with this.
Hey, Frank and Belmore, can you help me out? Have you guys heard that song in a Rocky movie?
Yeah, I got you covered, Sal. No worries.
Oh. All right, what do you got?
Dude, you've uncovered a plagiarism lawsuit here. I think you made Sylvester Stallone some money. At the end of Rocky One, you hear
Yes!
And it goes into it, and it sounds a lot like Glory Gaynor's song.
So there you go. There you go, Frank. Maybe that's what it is. At least that adds up, and thank you for the call.
That's not even close.
Yes, I think he's right. He just touched on it. Remember at the end of Rocky?
Paul is sucking down beers because Adrian can't go to the fight?
When he finally wins. I'm pretty sure it's Rocky 2, I want to say.
But yeah, when he wins. And Adrian and Paulie are watching the fight at the house.
Hoff, give me the end scene if you could pull it up on YouTube, because maybe that's where it comes from. Now, I'm not saying it's the exact song.
It's not.
But if it sounds like that, at least it would justify where I'm not Looney Tunes here.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that it can't.
That's not even close. Come on.
I'm telling you that it came from somewhere.
You didn't play this at like your seventh birthday party at some roller rink in Long Island?
No, I didn't. By then it was into the 80s stuff. Beyond the I Will Survive, I would think. I'll go back and watch all the Rocky movies, damn it, this weekend. I don't care.
You can't. You have no me time.
Yeah, put my daughter aside. Sammy, go figure it out. Just make sure the back door's locked so she doesn't can find her way in the pool. I mean, come on.
Dude, she got out the other day.
What? See, I'm not even laughing. Like, that's...
Now,
do
we
you guys have...
Yes.
Okay.
I was like, $5,000 for this? Come on.
Yeah, my wife was like, you better put that for a second, too. Yeah, I get that.
My wife made us do it, so thankfully you had that. Yep. And I don't know what happened. I was in the office. My wife must have gone upstairs for something for a second. Sammy was downstairs. She comes upstairs into my office, and her socks...
No.
...are, like, abnormally dirty. You know how socks can be dirty
or
whatever.
Sure. Like sludge on them, you mean?
Yeah, I'm not... You can see, more dirt than normal.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's going on? Like, where? And then my wife feels the bottom of her socks. She goes, yeah, they were wet. And I looked outside, and I saw her play mower was in a different spot than I remembered it.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I think she might have been outside.
Wow.
I go downstairs. The door's open. She got out back. I don't know what the hell's going on. She hasn't done this before.
So it was initially locked, and then she found a way to unlock it?
It might have been unlocked from letting Maddox out or whatever.
Okay. Whose fault would that be?
My wife was downstairs first. I was up in the office doing something.
You passed that ball
I'll take the blame if I need to, BT. Hey, if I'm wrong about the Rocky song, I'll take that blame. Yeah. This one, my wife was downstairs. Next thing you know... So Sammy's working up the courage. It is very scary, actually. But like we said, safe, no harm, no foul, and it wasn't long. But all it takes is a split second.
But it's also a harbinger of things to come now where she starts to explore.
That's
and now there's more
yeah.
anxiety that starts to pop up.
Yeah, and then that's exactly right. That's but now we can make sure that door is locked no matter what.
Yep.
But even that, like, all you got to do is flip it up. But yeah, constant worry.
Yeah, no.
Anyway, point is, go figure it out, Sammy. Go play with Maddox. Daddy's got to watch Rocky and make sure I didn't screw these things up. Let's get one more. And Sonny is calling from Malvern. What's up, Sonny?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Listen, as a father of two kids in college, and I went through what you guys are going through now, you will survive. Trust me. It won't be easy, but you will survive. And it's all worth it in the end. I'll tell you one thing that gets a lot better, two things that get worse, if I may. Your time gets a lot better. When your kids are older in college, like my kids are, you're going to have time, guys, to play golf. You're going to have time to go out to the movies with your wife, long weekends with your wife.
You're too old.
To even sleep in. So time is definitely the thing that gets better. The thing that gets worse is two things. Money. Both my kids go down south to college. I'm paying a fortune. And listen, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it's the way it is. I love my kids. Being a father is the best thing in the world. They both go to school down south. It's cost me a lot of money. Airline tickets, flying back and forth for the holidays. And don't forget, these kids travel these days. Right now, my daughter's in Italy for a semester, and that costs a lot of money. I'm Venmoing both kids $100, $200 every weekend. They're traveling. They're going to college.
That's
not too bad. $100 a weekend.
What? $200 a week? What are you insane? Come on, it's nothing.
It costs a lot. Listen, times have changed. My father, I never forget. I went to a state school, paid my own way through school. Yep. I had 10 brothers and sisters. My father, when he dropped me off, God bless his soul, he died about a year and a half ago, and I love him. He gave me $300 and said, "Kid, I love you," and that lasted the whole semester. But the worst thing, guys, that gets worse is the anxiety, like you guys said. Why? Because as kids get older, it's no more little Johnny has a cold and you got to worry about that. The kids start driving.
I know.
They start drinking, unfortunately. That's the way it is. Both my kids are legal. They're 21.
Dating and dealing with heartbreak and all that bull crap and social media.
And if you have a daughter, which I do, they start dating. So it's a whole different anxiety, which I think is a lot worse.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Sonny.
Great call.
Yeah, thank you, Sonny. A lot of stuff there.
Yeah, I mean, boy, you know, it's, there's different checkpoints.
I think next week, this has been a good, therapy session for everybody. Next week, we should probably power up with the five best things about being a
top five reasons to have a vasectomy.
Yeah, no. We got to do the best things. All right, last one before we get take a break here and get back. We'll get back to the Knicks and the Mets, of course, with Soto. Scott is in East Meadow. What's up, Scott?
Hey, how you doing, Sal and BC?
Good.
Sal, I'm with you, man. I knew that there's a part of the song "I Will Survive" in the Rocky movie, and God bless artificial intelligence because I just looked it up. It says the instrumental break in "I Will Survive" is based on a piece of music originally written by Bill Conti, who composed the score for the Rocky movies. So not the entire song, but the instrumental part of "I Will Survive" is absolutely in the Rocky movie.
There we go.
Yeah, well, is it though?
Thank you, Scott.
There we go.
No, so, but maybe now, so Bill Conti, so Rocky came out first.
In 76.
Okay.
She came out in 79 with that
right.
song.
So then she probably lifted something from his original score, or instrumental, whatever you want to say, and they sound similar. And that's where I was crossing the wires, thinking it was that song when it was not, in fact, that song.
Or he could have lifted it from her in Rocky II. Did he say the original Rocky there?
I thought that's what he said, yeah.
Okay, he might have. I was going to say, because then Rocky II was 79, right? Same as her song, I think?
Right, every 3 years, I'm pretty sure.
I think so. Same with Star Wars. I think it was every couple years, right? I mean, I don't know, but do you even like the song?
I do, yeah. I mean, I like the Rocky movies, and I thought the song was a part of Rocky movies.
This is coming from a guy, by the way. This is why this is so confounding to me. So last year, for Christmas, you gave me the sweater.
We love Rocky.
That Rocky's wearing when he either picks up Butkus, and obviously
early on when they're
dating, and she's wearing the glasses. You got me the powder blue Win Rocky Win T-shirt,
right?
Like also some Roddy Piper stuff. Like everything's based in Rocky.
I love Rocky,
but you're supposed to know it more.
I love it so much that I was able to detect a fraction of a song with.
That's a good way to spin it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.